Rabbit ass watching you.
You're gonna sell those?
Yeah, I think so.
Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah.
Facebook Market? Fuck.
I should probably plug in my headphones.
Can you sell sex on that site? That's a good question.
Probably.
Do you meet them at a place or do you just have them come to your house?
Listen, you can sell anything people are willing to pay for.
That's a good point. But can you sell anything that's priceless?
That's where it gets tricky.
They go, what's the price?
Less.
Came to the wrong guy. No price. Do you want it though? Yeah, I'll give you $5,000. Sold.
Yeah, fine.
Sold one priceless artifact for $5,000.
You go, give me a price. He goes, $5,000. You go, less.
I always thought it would be so funny to have like a skit where it's this guy that works at a pawn shop that's terrible at his job. Where he's like, what do you want for this? And the guy's like, it's taking like $750. The guy goes, I'll give you $900.
Yeah, I'll take it.
But that's the whole skit.
Right.
So it'd be like an SNL skit. I hate SNL, but when you watch it, the funny skits, there are some genuinely funny skits.
Oh, sure.
But a lot of them, they start out really funny for like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And then they just don't know where to go.
Right.
So even the funny skits are wasted by people just staring at the end.
And just going too long.
And the cue cards, dude. If you watch SNL, everyone's looking. If you notice, like, they're going to look away from their acting partners off into the distance.
Right.
It's like, I get why the host is doing it.
Right.
But, like, you, the fucking cast, that's what you do for a living.
Right.
If you're a Christopher Walken, you got other shit to do. You're going to appear on the show for publicity.
Yep.
If you're a cast member, you have all week. Learn the fucking lines.
What are you doing the rest of the week?
Losers. I mean, obviously, Leslie Jones is the best. Probably the best cast master. Not only cast member, but probably the best female comedian ever.
Oh, Jesus.
She's also a fucking babe.
I'm so sure, Cass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 146, I think, of I'm So Sure, Cast. I'm Rusty Brilliant Real Tilt.
Hello, everybody.
146.
Interesting. 146.
Unbelievable. So I've been selling furniture. Like, helping people selling their houses to get rid of furniture they don't want. Okay? So I put it on Facebook Marketplace. Some of this shit, dude, I'm getting like 100 fucking messages immediately. Right?
Like what? What's been your quickest?
Top seller was a dining room table with 8 chairs for $200. And it was really nice.
Oh, so,
I probably
yeah.
could have got like $400 or $500 for it.
Where is that? Which one were you trying to sell?
Like you want to see it?
No, I'm just curious if I have seen it.
Like you've never seen it in person.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so got like probably at least 85 fucking DMs for that shit, right? So now I was trying to sell a mattress. I put the mattress up within like maybe 4 minutes. I have 6 messages. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I read the thing and it's like, hey, I want this. I was like, okay, great. And then the person says, can I have your cell phone just so I know this isn't a scam? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
And then you were like, am I not charging enough?
Why not? And then give them my cell phone. And then I get this text message that says like this is your Google Voice PIN. And I was like, what the fuck? And then the person was like, oh, can you send me the code that you just got just so I can verify that's really you? I was like, okay. And then, like, sent it to them. And then realized after I sent it to them that the thing says, like, never share this number with anybody.
Ah.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then, like, clicked on their profile page. Like, there's no activity. They just keep changing their profile picture, which is, like, our super red flag, right?
So you were nervous they were accusing you of being a scam.
Yeah, that I didn't think that they were a scam.
Right.
Which is a classic move.
Yeah.
To be honest. So I blocked them, reported them, whatever. Then I had to go through the rigmarole of getting my phone number back from Google Voice.
Right.
Which was a bitch. And then went to the next like five messages. And
wait, so the Google Voice is the one that's like, please hold while your party's being reached.
The Google Voice is like a number.
Where you have to say who you are before it dials?
No, it's like in Billy Madison when he calls his dad and it goes, this is a collect call from, and he goes, your baby boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that.
Okay.
But like when people call in and leave us messages, that's Google Voice.
Oh, all right.
You can basically assign.
So it's basically just a web-based voicemail.
Honestly, what you could do is you could get like 10 phone numbers from Google Voice and have them all just forward to your cell phone. So like nobody actually gets your real cell phone number.
Right.
They just have your Google Voice number.
Interesting.
So somebody used, I don't know what the fuck they were going to do with
that.
No,
now that you say that, I am familiar.
But yeah. So then I go on to the next one and the person's like, hi, I want this. I was like, great. They're like, can I have your number? And I was like, no. Next one. Hi, I want this. Great. Can I have your number? No. I was like, what the fuck?
Why do they want your number?
Because those are all scammers also.
Okay.
I don't know what they do with the number in Google Voice, but they do something with it.
Hmm. They're number salesmen?
Yeah, they're number salesmen. And then I get to like the last one. It's this lady. She's like, hey, blah, 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 this and that. And then I was like, you're not real. And she's like, you're not real or some shit. And I'm like looking at her page and I'm like, there's like not really much activity. And I noticed she has zero friends, not a fucking single friend. And I was like, you mean to tell me you're a real person with zero friends? And she goes, oh, well, I had like 1,000, but I deleted all of them because they were all arguing about politics. I'm like,
you suck!
I'm like, let me get this straight. Like four people were arguing about politics. So you deleted 1,000 people.
And they're your friends.
And then she goes, well, no, maybe not 1,000. It was like 200. And then she goes, she goes like, you're making me feel really bad about having no friends or some shit. I was like, there's no way this isn't some guy in India pretending to be this lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Let me see if there's actually some nuggets of gold in this actual conversation, because
there's got to be.
Here's another one. Can I have your number? No. They just want my number.
Jesus.
Her name is Kim, dude.
Kim?
Yep.
That could be a guy. It could be a Korean guy. Last name, Kim.
Is this still available? I said, someone's coming to check it out. I'll let you know if it falls apart. She goes, great. I go, still want to see it? Think the other person was a scammer. She goes, yes. Can't come till tomorrow, though. I go, that's fine. Then she says, what is your address? What is your address? What is your address? What time? No nice dad. Yeah, nice dad for the baby. Oh, well, daddy. Sorry, I was talking to the puppy.
Okay.
This lady sounds
like a fucking nut.
I'm like, okay, this is a scammer.
Yeah.
That's like, doesn't speak English and like is just translating shit.
Right.
See, but like it says, what is your address twice?
Yeah.
Tell me that doesn't immediately look scammy.
It does look scammy. Whoa. Oh, sorry. I thought this was like a text message.
That's all right. Just scroll back up or whatever.
Yeah. What is your address? What is your address? Now, that could be, these two could have been like, oh, I wasn't sure that went through. Let me send it again.
Yep.
But the, what is your address? What time? No nice dad. Yeah, nice dad for the baby. Oh, well, daddy. What could you possibly have?
And then she goes, sorry, I was talking to the puppy.
Yeah.
So you said that to the puppy?
She typed that to the puppy. The puppy didn't hear. And then she was embarrassed because you got the message and the puppy didn't even hear it.
Which hang on to that thought, because I'll come to a fucking another point later. And I said, you have zero Facebook friends? Quite suspicious, no? And that's when she said, I had 1,000, blah, blah, blah.
I'm so sure she got rid of 1,000.
And then she goes,
people.
Why does it matter if I have friends or not? I want to pick up a bed. What if I didn't have any friends? What if I didn't have any friends making me feel bad? Something about that.
I woke up the next morning under my bed, which I thought was weird.
Then she goes, I'll kidding aside.
Ugh.
I do have plenty of friends. I just really, my family was fighting back and forth due to politics online, and I didn't want my friends to see it. So I want to delete my Facebook, but still wanted to be able to look at my grandkid pictures, so I deleted my friends. I feel like you're the scammer.
Ah, classic.
So everything she's doing makes me still believe she's a scammer.
Right.
And she's like, I had my daughter look at my profile to see how suspicious it looked.
If she weren't a scammer, the explanation would not be this overwrought.
Right.
You would just go, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like if you just cheated on your girlfriend or some shit, and she was like, where have you been? And you're like, oh, well, so what happened was I got my car, I went to Jason's house, and I picked up Jason. And then at like 3:45, we went to the movies and we saw this movie. And then I got popcorn. He got Mike and Ike's. Then after that, we went to the restaurant. We went to the 99 and I got a medium steak cooked. Like, you're just going to way over explain where you were.
Yeah, be like this.
I sucked other men's cars.
Exactly.
Adultery is not against the law.
That's how you know it's fake, when the explanation is way too elaborate.
Yeah, exactly. And then she had her daughter look to see how suspicious it was. And she goes, there was a fence that I was trying to sell. Not sure how that became my profile picture. So her profile picture was the screenshot of a website that sells fences. And the screenshot had the fucking web bar at the top with the name of the website.
Yeah, what?
See, she's not helping herself out here.
Well, wait, you mean you didn't change your Facebook profile to the mattress you're trying to sell?
Did not. She said, I am not sophisticated with computers. I'm like, okay, nor grammar. But
yeah, nor talking to dogs.
And then I said, not only do you have zero friends, I'm being like legit mean at this point.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's...
Well, because you know it's someone trying to fuck with you.
Yeah.
So now you're in, now you don't care.
I go, not only do you have zero friends, but all the people who commented on your birthday post also have zero friends, which was true. I go, which is frankly impossible. I wrote that.
Nice.
And then she said, okay, sir. I was like, whoa.
Jeez.
Would you like to sell the bed or not? Because I really need one. You can give me a call on my phone number. I will gladly answer the phone and talk to you. I am truly not a scammer. I live in Reading. Sir, I am not a scammer. You can give me a call. I am buying a bed for a house that I live in Wakefield. Go to my LinkedIn profile. Or you can give me a call at the number I gave you. Are you going to sell me the bed or not? We could meet in a public place. Yada, yada, yada. And then later she goes, is this still available? I would like it. I go, okay, sure. And then she's like, what time? I was like, 1 o'clock tomorrow. She goes, perfect.
So you are selling it to her?
Yeah.
What? After all of that?
Listen, she was so determined to get this fucking bed. And the thing is she never asked for my phone number.
Where do you keep this mattress?
Well, it's at a house that we're selling in Salem.
Oh, okay.
So actually, I've been going to this house every single day to meet people to sell them shit.
Okay, okay.
Like, I've sold like a bunch of the fucking, like the IKEA cube shelf things and the fuck. So much shit.
But it's all yours to keep?
No. I give the money to the seller.
Oh, so you don't get any of this?
No, this is just a part of my...
So you're dealing with all this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Just another day at the office.
Just another day. Well, hey, good for you.
I mean, that was really entertaining me, though.
That was.
Maybe not for the listeners, but for me earlier today.
I love your interactions with sketchy online.
Oh, me too, dude.
Sellers or purchasers, I guess.
Me the fuck too, dude. Oh, and then the part where I said, hang on to that thought. Then I texted this lady that was supposed to pick up one of the things. I was like, hey, Linda, are you still planning on picking up the fucking, still planning on picking up the shelf or whatever the fuck? And then, like, that was the only question I was, and then I moved on to other things.
Right.
And then I meant to type a message to somebody, one of my friends, and said, ah, fuck you.
Oh, no.
Didn't move the thing, so typed, ah, fuck you to her.
No.
And then immediately was like, oh, no, my bad. That was supposed to get you, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll see you at 4:30.
Oh, my goodness. That could have been terrible.
And then poor little Linda gets out of her car.
I was talking to my dog.
Yeah.
That would be like Karen at work, and she gets a text from me. It says, do you need to go outside? And then her sending me a question mark and me going, sorry, I was talking to the dog. Like, how does that work?
Well, she's got to be one of these people that's just always using the voice to text.
Yeah.
Which is the worst idea ever.
But the thing was, voice to text...
never works.
Voice to text misspells things, but it doesn't capture conversations that aren't meant to be sent, because there's something very deliberate about voice to text. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's one thing to say, like, you know, if I went to say, hey, are you going to Brian's tonight?
Oh, yeah.
And it said, are you doing at Kayla's tonight? I'd go, oh, like, stupid voice to text.
Yeah.
And never just says, like, hey, big daddy, what are you doing, daddy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Read it again.
I'm trying to find that part again.
It's right under the...
What is your address? So what is your address? What is your address? What is your address? What time? No nice dad. Yeah, nice dad for the baby. Oh, well, daddy.
Wait, let's see. Actually, let's see if we can translate this. Let's play devil's advocate and see. What is your address? What time?
So clearly she meant to end the message there after already asked me what's the address twice. 1 second ago.
Oh, so maybe she's right.
No, I'm sure she is.
So she hit the button. She said, what is your address? What time? And then the dog's name is like, I don't know.
So say it without the what time. After what times, read it.
No nice dad. Yeah, nice dad for the baby. Oh, well, daddy. So I think she's like.
Maybe the dog had a. So the dog had a puppy.
No, maybe her husband is daddy.
Oh.
And she's like, and she's
fucking him.
And then she's like, the dad, her husband yelled at the dog.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, not nice, daddy. Not for the baby. Oh, what? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, it's like defending an indefensible idiot, but.
I feel like I'm going to meet this lady and she's going to be so tapped.
Let's see. This is her. Oh, she has no friends.
Dude, zero friends. And everyone who commented on her birthday post had zero friends. Yeah. It's outrageously suspicious.
But what would be her end game? That's the thing.
Like, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe she just wants to murder me? I don't know.
Are you going to be packing tomorrow?
I can't. It's fucking Well, it is New Hampshire, actually. But I have to go to Massachusetts. So I can't fucking do it.
Yeah, how would you, if you wanted to stay in New Hampshire and go from Seabrook to Salem, how would you do it?
It definitely would not be easy. I think first I'd have to go through Hampton. I'd have to go like north. And then I'd have to go.
How do you go to like Windham or?
I feel like I'd have to go through like Kingston.
Yeah, you'd have to take that road that we took. What was that like? 101 or something?
I think that's it. I think that's the one.
And then you pop up by the ass in a 93. Yeah, that's how you'd have to do it.
Yeah.
It'd be a bitch. It would take you like
way longer.
It would take like 40 minutes to get to Salem. Yeah, but it's worth it. You got to protect yourself against fucking
this lady.
Kim.
And then I'd have to drive all the way back to my house, drop my gun off, and then go to work.
Well, could be worth it. So how long have you been handling these
transactions?
Marketplace transactions?
I do it for a lot of houses that we sell. So
I mean, it makes sense. It's a nice little perk for your company to provide people, you know?
Right. And well, you know, like if you're a listing agent, right? And then, you know, you obviously want to get in the seller's good graces.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with all this stuff. Be like, oh, I'll have my assistant sell it. They're like, really?
I'll sell it to a psycho with no friends.
You could do that for me? And she's like, yeah, it'd be great.
And then they look at the price and say,
this is more than the budget of my whole project. It's an estimate.
No, but it's like I'm sure it gives the seller a warm, fuzzy feeling. They would,
oh, definitely.
If I were the seller, I'd be like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome.
If I were a seller and I was like, I don't know, I don't want to take this fucking mattress with me. I don't want to do it. You'd be, and someone was like, you know what? We'll get rid of all that for you.
And I don't hate doing it. I don't mind it, to be honest.
I'd say that's great.
Like, I'll do fucking whatever, dude.
I'll do whatever.
Whoa, Ryan Allen?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Ryan, we haven't heard from you in months.
Yeah, dude. I've been drinking lots of Bud Lights.
Where have you been?
Well, so I went to the Key West and took a vacation.
Oh, you went to the Keys?
Yeah, lots of Bud Lights down there.
Yeah, dude. Did you party hard? We had like a concert last night?
Dude, I partied so hard.
You sound Like, you were up singing along to Mr. Brightside 300 times last night.
Yeah, dude, I've been screaming the past, like, 3 days.
Plus that, and then the Bud Lights, those are dry out.
Oh, yeah, dude, Bud Lights, bro.
You got to call in more often, Ryan, because we do talk about you all the time. We actually have a group chat called the New York Cock Exchange.
Is that right?
And we're always talking about your whereabouts.
Oh, well, I'm living in an apartment in Haverhill. You know, like that new building.
Wait, you live in Haverhill?
Yeah, that new building, that like Sal Lipoli building.
Our friend Kevin lives there.
Yeah, dude, I live in one of the utility closets on the first floor.
So you do live there?
Yeah, sometimes there's packages for me and stuff.
Dude, we gotta grab a Bud Light soon.
Dude, if there's Bud Lights, I'm there, bro.
Well, dude, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, sure thing, man. I gotta go, though. This Bud Light's getting warm.
Yeah, dude, don't let those get warm. But I'm glad that we found out that you do, in fact, live in Haverhill. We've seen some of your mail, and we were quite positive you lived there, but we weren't entirely sure.
Yeah, I think there's another kid that from Central that lives there or something.
Well, hey, man, you sound great.
Thanks, man.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, Ryan Allen.
Take two more Bud Lights.
Whoa. Must have butt dialed me in the last one.
Jeez, man.
Oh, it's good to hear from him.
Yeah, he sounds great.
I like...
He sounds young.
The thing I like about Ryan Allen, and he's always quick for a laugh. Nothing's heavy with him.
Nothing.
You could be in a dire situation, and he would bring some levity to it.
Yeah, as long as there's Bud Lights, dude. He's good.
And he always had Bud Lights. He's a good guy.
Great guy.
I'm glad we know that I'm like neighbors with him.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you could see his place from your place.
Yeah.
Probably.
I literally can.
No, literally.
Yeah. I know. I just said it like a very, like a Japanese. I said literary. Well, literary is a word.
A lot of people said.
But it's not the word I meant.
Frankly, we're not sure.
So the puzzle. Puzzle's done.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Folks, if you're going to buy like a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. It's a 1,000-piece puzzle. And you think you're going to do it in like a weekend or some shit? Got news for you. You fucking aren't, dude. Unless you plan on spending like every waking moment of the weekend doing the puzzle, which you're not going to because you're going to want to do it in like 30-minute spurts and then take breaks.
Fucking thing sucks.
So... fucking just don't do it.
Yeah. I haven't, is there a verb associated with putting together a puzzle?
Puzzling?
No, that's an adjective. I think.
That's a really good question. Oh, you know what shouldn't be a word is, fucking, damn it. It was on the tip of my brain. Hold on. I'm going to find it. I'm gonna find it.
I guess you solve a puzzle.
You do. That sounds stupid. I don't fucking like that one bit.
Well, I guess assemble, compose.
Oh, I don't think teased should be a word.
Teased?
Because
what
like
do you have against teased?
I just don't like how it sounds. Like, yeah, you can tease someone but to be like, oh, I teased her. I don't like it. Like, I understand that's the proper word.
Do you only dislike it in past tense? Like, oh, I teased her?
Yes.
Or you hate it all around?
No, past tense.
All right.
Like, I think it should be like toes or something like that. I toes her.
Okay. I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that that's, you know, one way is right and one way doesn't exist. But I think the way that doesn't exist.
So how do you feel about I dived into the pool?
Fucking hate it. I'd rather have been like I dove into the pool.
Well, the older I get, I'm leaning toward the opposite now because I was just thinking of a word that I said earlier today, not on the podcast, but I was like, swam is so weird that I wish it was swimmed.
Really?
Yeah.
I prefer swam. I swam here. I prefer swam.
He loves swam.
I'm going to swim. That's it. Final answer.
So if you bang your head on something, you'd rather say like, I bung my head.
Like that's a bad one to pick, but yes. In general, the answer is yes.
All right.
I fucking bung my head so hard.
So you have strict conjugation preferences.
Yeah, very, very strict.
And you'd rather go with, but toes, I toes her. Would it be toesed or toes?
I think just toes.
Yeah, you like that more than teased?
I don't know, dude. Now that we're...
But you specifically brought up teased.
Because someone typed it, and I was like, I don't like this. This feels wrong.
So if you're like, how was dinner? Was everybody pleased? You'd rather say, like, how was dinner? Everybody closed?
No, not that one. That's a good point.
Yeah, maybe you just never heard it enough said, spoken back to you.
I just want
speaked to, back to you.
I just want to please you, Paul.
George Harrison.
But so anyways, back to the puzzle. Here's the fucking thing, dude. We started that thing in May. It's now mid-October. We just finished it.
Wait, you started that in May? It's been that long?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So the whole summer that sat on the table?
That thing sat on the table just like in the same condition.
Jesus.
Now granted, I could have finished it sooner, obviously. But when you get home from work, like the last thing you want to do is a fucking puzzle.
Right.
And then when it's the weekend and you don't have to do anything, the last thing you want to do is a fucking puzzle.
Right.
You want to chill, dude. But so we cranked it out, right? And she's like, this thing has taken so long, we're fucking framing it. I was like, that's fine with me because I like the actual picture.
Yeah, it looks cool.
And for anyone who doesn't know, which is everybody because nobody's fucking seen it, it's a scene from The Mandalorian. Okay. And so Jessica being like, so to frame it, we have to Mod Podge it, which means you like paint glue all over the front of it. And I'm like, but isn't that going to make it look like shit?
Oh, so I'm looking at this had glue all over it?
Yeah, that has glue all over it. But like then I looked it up online and blah, blah, blah. And everyone was like, yeah, you Mod Podge
it. What kind of glue did you put on it?
It's called Mod Podge.
Oh.
But it's like made for puzzles.
Gotcha.
Right. So some people are against it. Most people are totally for it.
I mean, I would never have guessed there was any funny business going on.
If you look closely, you'll see all like the paintbrush strokes. But yeah. So then some people are like, just don't put too much because the edges of the pieces will curl and it'll look like shit, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, why don't we just like not do that and just put it in the frame because the pressure of it being in a frame will keep it together. She's like, nah, you can't do that. It'll like a piece will fall out and shit. I'm like, all right, whatever. But I followed the instructions, which are to paint the front of the fucking thing with glue. Yeah. Easy solution, dude. Just slide a piece of cardboard under the thing, put one on top, flip it over.
Yeah.
Mod Podge the back of it.
So, because that keeps the puzzle cohesive.
It'll keep the thing together and you won't alter the front of the puzzle in any way, shape, or form.
No one has thought of this?
So why is this not the fucking way to do it?
Right.
Like, there's got to be a reason why that's not the way, because I'm a fucking genius.
It's people that are probably scared of the flip, right?
I guess, but like, I just solved it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, you did.
Easy thing.
Yeah, you just sandwich it with cardboard.
Yeah, and give that thing a fucking flip.
Once you Mod Podge the back, it's all stuck together.
That's good to go, dude.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Isn't it?
Or what you could do is you could try to, this would be a lot harder. But when you start to solve the puzzle, just solve it back, like on the backside. And then you don't even need to flip it.
Dude, imagine, I've actually thought, like when we were doing the puzzle, I've thought about this. Like imagine if you're like captured in a foreign country.
Yeah.
And you're just like thrown in a fucking shitty cement floor room that's all cold and shitty. And they just throw down the pieces of a 5,000-piece puzzle. But no, like,
picture
no
reference.
Picture to look at it. Yeah. And they go, when you finish the puzzle, you'll be free. It would be torture.
That'd be daunting.
It would be fucking torture.
Are there lights down there, at least?
Yeah, there's lights. But, like,
yeah,
how long
you're like,
would
what
that
picture
fucking
am I fucking...
Right. You'd have no idea. It would take so long. You'd basically just have to take one piece and you do the edges, of course.
Dude, we should kidnap somebody and do that.
Yeah, and just like film it.
Yeah.
And like see what happens.
and be like, welcome to episode 152 of I'm So Surecast.
Our subject has been in that room for 14 days.
Our subject is Kim. She picked up a mattress. She has no known loved ones.
Gets to the point where, like, you sharpen one of the fucking puzzle pieces to slit your own throat and shit.
Well, yeah, that, Mike Kenyon said they take the, in prison, they take the caps of deodorant.
Oh, I believe that.
And they make it so it's the, like a shard of the plastic.
I totally believe that.
And they cut themselves with that.
Fuck yeah.
And that's how they do it.
Like, what the fuck?
And then he said there was one guy, no, I can't remember if his story or not. So some guy took a shit and wiped it all over himself.
Yeah.
And then he was like challenging the fucking guards.
He's like, I'm covered in shit. Come and get me.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be fine if you just shot him at that point?
That's a good question. Hey, who's laughing now, dude?
Just shoot him in the fucking leg or something.
He goes, I
and then hose him down like an elephant.
He goes, I shot all over myself. And then they just shoot him. Full circle, man.
That's great. That was perfect.
That was two full circles. We made like a Venn diagram.
Yeah, we made a set of tits. Side by side circles. Or, yeah, I guess a Venn diagram is a set of tits with really nice cleavage.
Almost spitting out water because you're laughing is, like, a great thing. But when you actually do it...
Oh, it doesn't feel good at all.
It doesn't, but you know that the thing was really funny.
Right. That is true.
I usually have the wherewithal to, like, put the glass back to my mouth so that it can just trickle out of my face.
But if it surprises you sometimes... Whatever happened to cleavage? I feel like you never really go out now. Well, we talked about this all the time. How?
Well, watch anime, dude.
How,
you'll see a ton.
Zoomers don't.
They don't cleave?
They don't go out.
Oh, that's right. They don't.
Well, they probably do cleave, but the cleavage is private because they don't go out.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm So Surecast listeners and subscribers, especially subscribers, since you've already taken an affirmative step into buying into this podcast.
Right.
Please take note every time you go out to a bar or a restaurant, but mostly a bar, look around and see if there's anyone younger than 25.
Mm-hmm.
And just report back. I'm telling you, once you start becoming aware of this, you realize it truly is a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee you, we could go to the deck. Well, Portside's kind of already got, like, an oldish vibe, but if we went to the deck, you and I could bar hop in Newburyport for the night and likely see less than 3 Zoomers.
Right.
Which is bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
But it's the same reason why the celibacy rates have gone up. That's not good either.
Have they, though?
Yes.
Are you sure about this?
Are you kidding me? It's like an actual phenomenon. They've done a ton of polls on it where the average kid doesn't lose his virginity until, I think, 26 now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What? But aren't they all on Bumble and shit?
No, like, that's millennials,
dude. Hey, want to fuck?
That's millennials. Think about everyone you know on those dating apps, and they're all north of 25.
Yeah, that's true.
It's now, obviously, there are going to be exceptions. Like, so don't bother writing in and saying, my cousin goes out to bars all the time. I'm talking about generally. So, like, back then, I remember when we started going to bars.
Yeah.
You know, when I first turned 21, people would say, like, oh, yeah, that place is really fun. I don't go there anymore because I'll just feel old.
Right.
That's never going to happen to me because...
Everybody's old.
No place has young people anymore.
Right.
So... There, if you notice, you'll never see someone that goes, other than like, I'm talking about like north of Boston.
Right.
Like, if you go to Southie, the average age is like 23.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about up here. Cities don't count because that's all there is to do in the city.
Yeah.
I'm talking about up here.
Yeah, what's there to do up here, though?
And it's kind of scary because...
Fuck.
I think the whole prospect of getting laid... It sounds salacious, but it's actually more profound, because getting laid, trying to get laid rather, makes you a better person. If there's a girl you like,
yep,
and you want to bed her,
yeah,
you know that the steps to getting there are to impress her.
Yep.
So you want to work out, get healthy, succeed at your job.
Be a nice person.
Be a nice person. It makes you a better guy.
That's true. So there's some truth to that.
There's going to be a lot of sociopathy.
Sociopathy.
Is that a word?
I don't know. It should be, though.
In this upcoming generation.
It definitely can should be.
But the boomers were... I got my problems with the boomers. Mostly that they don't know how to hold silverware. And if you watch a boomer cut a steak, it's like watching a guy trying to strangle a fork, and then it's almost like if
seen Joey Durso cut a steak?
No, but I've seen Joey Durso reach for a napkin, and that horrified me. Him dealing with cutlery would not be good.
Oh God.
Yeah. Watch your boomer dads cut into a thick piece of meat, and it's gonna look like Jack the Ripper. But other than that, the boomers, you know, there's some things I like about the boomers. Mostly that generation sucks. What's the one after the boomers? They're all right. Like, what's Quentin Tarantino? Is that Generation X or something?
I think so.
And then I used to shit all over the millennials.
Well, turns out I am one, though.
No. Even when I was one. I was like one of those self-hating white people that always talks about how bad white people are. I was like the self-hating millennial.
But you still are, though.
No.
Is there a new rule?
Yeah, because then the Zoomers came along.
Okay.
And I was like, holy shit, next to that.
Oh, yeah, they're insane.
It's like, you know, if you're on the left in early 2000s, you see George Bush.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, my God, this guy is the fucking devil. He's a racist Hitler. And then Donald Trump becomes president. Like, why can't we just have like the civility of George Bush? And now they love George Bush because he gave Michelle Obama like a piece of chocolate or something.
Yeah.
That was like me.
Such a cute old man.
I was a clueless lefty, but with millennials, where I was always shitting on the millennials.
Right.
And the Zoomers came along.
And you're like, oh, God.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, I missed the fucking millennials. Right. Like the same thing.
For crying out loud, dude.
Anyway.
Are they called Zoomers because they just Zoom? Like,
no, I think it's just Generation Z, but the quick hand has just become Zoomers.
I think that's kind of badass, though, for Zoom, the company.
Yes.
That they have.
Because it's almost like they're taking credit for the whole generation.
Yeah, they have a generation that belongs to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Fucking bastards.
Yeah, that's why they called it that.
Yeah, maybe it is fine.
But yeah. Kids are fucking weird now. Fuck. Everyone's so humorless.
I just hate everyone, dude.
Like, you catch jokes and they're like... Like, I remember, like, Eric, like, you know, like how, like, Eric Schillen-Storage would make, like, an esoteric movie reference.
Yeah. Right?
He'd be like, what are you, fucking John C. Reilly from Magnolia?
Yeah.
And people that don't get the reference would still laugh because they just knew in their minds that he's making an obscure reference. So just the fact that he did that is funny.
Yes.
So you could still be clueless, but go like, that's funny.
Yeah, right.
If you try to do that same thing with this new generation, they would just be like, computing,
right.
And they'd be like, what?
Like, I could be like, what are you, Jesse Livermore? And you're like, haha, I don't know who that is, but that's funny.
Right.
I did see a thing of, like, it was Jack Ma and Elon Musk on stage at, like, a conference.
Yep.
And, like, Jack Ma is, like, saying shit that Elon, like, doesn't really agree with, so Elon's, like, basically shitting on him, and he's like, but Elon keeps, like, saying jokes.
Yep.
And not a single fucking person in the room is laughing. And he's like, Jesus Christ, guys, these are jokes. Like, lighten up.
Yeah.
And then he does like another one and it's just silence. And he's like, what the fuck?
It's so weird.
It is so fucking weird.
And humor is kind of the main.
I mean, granted, Elon is like,
well, yeah, he's
shit,
on the spectrum,
so you probably can't tell.
What is
when
he
he's
autistic
joking.
Or Asperger's? He has one of those.
I think it's in the air, but
oh my god, I have Asperger's.
When the guy with Asperger's says, "Stop being a fucking weirdo," you know it's time to get a sense of humor.
Dude, Jack Ma's brain is huge.
Is it?
He's got a really big head.
Let me look him up.
I wonder if that has anything to do with anything. Is he still missing, by the way? I don't fucking know.
Is that the guy from, what do you call it?
Alphabet Cereal?
No.
Google.
Alibaba.
Alibaba.
He was missing for a while. Is he still?
I don't know if he is or not.
Hey, he does have a big brain. Jesus.
Isn't his head
Christ.
Massive?
Christ.
Look at that head, dude.
Wow.
Lots of salmon roe was consumed by his mother, I would assume.
Frankly, we're not sure.
Don't you hate? It's still, obviously, you know, I like charity.
Hmm.
I love philanthropy.
Oh.
But when people celebrate billionaires for their philanthropy, I hate it.
Right.
Because
it'd be the equivalent.
It should go without saying.
Right.
Not go without saying, but like if you're a billionaire, I'm expecting you to give hundreds of millions in charity.
Right. Which to them is the same as like when I went to pick up the food and I dropped like the fucking handful of change into the tip cup.
Yes.
It would be like if there was a crowd of people and when I did that, they went, oh.
Right.
That was so nice.
Like with Bill Gates or Jack Ma and they're like, oh, he's so philanthropic. You're kind of just like, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, dude. What the fuck else is he going to do with all that money? It just sits there.
Yeah. But also, it's like that you should have an obligation.
Right.
To society.
Right.
Where if you have more than you can spend to that degree, you should give back.
Right.
The problem is there was some billionaire. I forget. I got to look this guy up. I was just reading about him.
Well, what was his name?
The story is like 10 or 15 years old. But so he was this guy, he grew up in the inner city, became very, very successful. And so he wanted to try this program. So he had I think they were probably in seventh grade when he started this. And he said, I will pay for everybody at this high school, this high school classes. I will pay full boat to your, I'll pay for all your tuition.
Thinking of Michael Scott?
No, but it literally was the Scott's Tots thing, but in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy, and this guy grew up like in the fucking hood.
Yeah.
But now he's a millionaire. And he's like, but here are the disqualifiers. You can't get pregnant.
Yep.
You can't get arrested.
Mm.
Obviously, you can't drop out because you need to get into fucking college.
Obviously.
And I think you needed to have a job at least by your senior year in high school.
Okay.
Anyway, it was like a class of like 250. He ended up paying for like four people's tuitions. But I like stuff like that.
Right.
You kind of like, you know, obviously give to the truly needy that need assistance. But if you're going to be philanthropic to, you know, people that otherwise could do well, but you're just trying to inspire them to, you know, to improve their own lives.
Right.
You got to lay some ground rules.
You do, man.
Because then here's what happens. The girl that has two kids by the age of 17.
Mm.
Now she can't say, well, this fucking society is all fucked up. People like me are always getting screwed because she knows that she
could have gone to college for free.
Yeah, all she had to do was not. And by the way, I hope I don't offend any of the listeners. I don't get people who accidentally get pregnant.
Yeah, we talked about this. I don't either.
Who accidentally gets pregnant?
I mean, listen, there's like one or two ways. There's one way it could accidentally happen. That's about it. all the other ways you fucked up.
Yeah, just don't.
Two ways. There's two
in
ways.
In today's society, how does that actually happen?
Who completely agreed. They all agreed.
And maybe stop. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, dude.
Esteban has bitten. Is he dead?
Esteban was eaten.
He was swallowed whole.
No! Dude!
Oh, man. Watching Moonrise Kingdom again the other day was so good.
I wanted to watch. I think it was Moonrise Kingdom the other day, and it wasn't on Netflix anymore.
That's on HBO.
Yeah, dude.
Well, and oh wait, Wes Anderson's movie comes out, I think, this week.
Oh yeah, yeah, the bicycle French, fucking.
It's
shit.
The French Dispatch.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see when that comes out. Oh yeah, it comes out Friday.
Oh fuck!
I'll bet you the loop doesn't even fucking play it. Fuck. What else? We don't have any emails? Why don't people write
in? Oh, I should look. I didn't check. Also realized that when I was talking about the pulse of the Peaches song.
Yes.
You could not hear my tapping or my snapping or me doing the pulse at all. Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty great. But let's see. Yeah. The emails. Let's see. Let's see what we got here. I have 118,000 unread emails. And I'm not kidding. What? Ooh, Danny Bergeron.
Fuck the pain away.
What are the chances Joey shows up to the wedding without shoes but wearing socks and slides with his tuxedo?
Oh, that's a great question.
90%. No. Actually, Danny, it's 100%, but it's a matter of when he puts the actual shoes on.
That's a good point. He will show up.
Yeah.
At some point on the wedding day, he will be wearing the socks and slides.
Like, he'll be wearing the slides up until the point where we all walk out to, like, stand at the altar or whatever.
Yeah.
He'll have his slides on up until that point.
100%. Actually, let's call that idiot right now.
They'll be like, Joey,
I need to see if he's,
I think he used the bottom one. Yeah.
Let's see if he has his.
He just goes, Jesus, why are you calling me so early?
Jesus Christ, it's only 8 o'clock.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system 5086.
All right, I'll protect his number from the public. Great question, Danny. But the answer is, as my colleague here said, 100%.
Oh, if you already know the answers to your questions, then why ask? Pig fuck.
I just rewatched that last week too.
Did you? I watched that like a month and a half or 2 months ago.
You did?
Yeah, I sent the fucking Joaquin jerking off into the ocean to you and Eric.
You know, it's a great scene.
I just love how just fucking like scrawnily barbaric he looks in that scene.
Well, you know what the funniest thing too is, like, when did you see Joker yet?
No, I actually didn't.
So
I know
fucking
I'm
good.
Fucking up and not seeing
but
that too.
Everyone made such a big deal about how more like morbidly skinny Joaquin got for the Joker, which he did.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, he was only probably 10 pounds heavier on the Master than he was in the Joker.
Right, he's pretty
and
fucking skinny.
And the Master, he's like... But the Master is so... what's so good about Joaquin, too, is like... The excerpts of the Master's teachings throughout that movie.
Yeah.
So, from what I know about the cause, which is their
right
religion in the movie, is the point was to try to... all of your emotions are basically genetic memory passed down and down and down and down. So when you get super angry at stuff, that's actually not necessarily your visceral reaction to what's happening now. It's this genetic memory coming in and you're overreacting to stuff.
Right.
So the point of the cause is to become aware of this so that you can harness your emotions better than, you know, anybody else.
Right.
Because if you can do that, because if you notice, if you controlling your own emotions is pretty much the closest to total freedom you can have.
Right.
Because if someone pisses you off, right? Say someone says something to you, passive aggressive, but it's just severe enough where like they cut right to your core.
Oh, yeah.
So for that car ride home, you're actually not free because you're now so subsumed with that person
that
pissing you off.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're not a free person.
Right.
So if you can actually figure out just how to control all that shit, that's true freedom.
Right.
So that's what I interpret the whole premise of the, I guess it's really a cult, but
yeah, yes. Right.
They're the fucking master's religion. But what I love so much about Joaquin, though, is because he has the exact posture of an ape. It's like he's so animalistic in that movie that it's like such a good juxtaposition with what they're teaching.
Right.
And then you have this guy who's emotionally reacting to everything, where he's basically poisoning himself.
Yeah.
With what he drinks. He has a fucking awful temper. All he wants to do is fuck.
Yep.
And he even looks like a fucking ape.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It is.
And that's why he's so obsessed with Joaquin's character, because he is like
composed.
If he can turn this guy around.
Yeah, right.
Then he'll know.
Yeah.
But that's why Philip Seymour Hoffman becomes so disenchanted by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
That is just fucking great. But I love the scene when they go to Phoenix and he's presenting the new book and everyone thinks the new book sucks.
Yeah.
It does.
Right.
And when fucking Laura Dern, it's like at the end of the.
She's the hot redhead,
presentation.
Right?
No, that's Amy Adams. Laura Dern is the one. The tall blonde lady whose house it was that they were all at.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And then, so then she comes to Phoenix. He does the talk on the book. And then afterward, Philip Seymour Hoffman's sitting in the venue that the speech was at by himself. And she's going up and questioning how he changed all this stuff.
Yep.
And he fucking snaps at her.
Yep.
That's probably the best scene, because that's when you know he's a fraud.
Right.
Because he doesn't have any good ideas. He knows that he sucks.
Amy Adams is real hot, by the way.
Yeah, Amy Adams is real hot. There's this movie called Nocturnal Animals with Jake Gyllenhaal. Every scene with Amy Adams in that movie sucks. Her character sucks. I can't stand her character in that movie. But that movie, when it goes to Jake Gyllenhaal, is good. But anyway, why did I bring that up?
I don't know. Was she really hot in it?
No. I brought it up because it's the one, and she is getting older now and has children, I think. Mm. Not that having children makes you unattractive, but I think with her, you can tell she's just aged more.
Right.
Elizabeth Hurley has children, and she's probably the hottest woman alive.
Unbelievable.
So really, no excuse for a woman who gave birth to not be super hot. No, I'm just kidding. But in the Nocturnal Animals, I was watching it, and I was like, this is the one movie where Amy Adams doesn't do it for me. But any other time, she totally does.
See, and that's the thing, too, is how you just said, like, there's obviously no excuse for a woman to not be hot after having kids. I'm aware that you're fucking kidding. But some, like, super woke person would be like, oh, my God, that's so offensive that you would even say that.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't you like getting them going?
Yeah. Oh, no, I do. But the fact that...
No, I know you do.
They would actually take that seriously.
Right.
Does that just make them stupid, or...
Well, it makes them dense and uninteresting. Like if you're humorless, the odds are you're also boring.
That's true.
That's the thing that. Listen. I don't. If you're super uptight about certain things, like you want to call your friend they or zer or whatever fucking thing, that's fine.
Please feel free.
But if you can joke about shit.
Right.
All right. Here's the difference. This is in my theory.
Oh, God.
Not theory. It's actually not a theory. It's my philosophy.
Oh, okay.
This is what I think the trans movement has run. Oh, wait. Do we have this? Oh, we got to turn this up, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we can probably do it on here.
No, it's already max volume.
Oh, it is?
LGBTQ2 plus.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Let's say... All right, let's say your best friend becomes belongs to the Church of Scientology.
Okay.
And your friend is saying how their life was always a mess. Their relationships were always in turmoil. They were suicidal. And then when they went to the Church of Scientology, everything got better. And they're much more comfortable now. And they feel like they can be themselves now that they're Scientologists. Right?
Yep.
So if you're at a party and some guy's making fun of Scientologists.
Yep.
Now you, as a good friend, can go up to the guy and say,
hey, man, my friend's a Scientologist.
She's a really good person, and it actually did help her. Now, that is different because you would probably still quantify it by saying, yeah, listen, I know it's kind of fucking weird and all that, but I do know one person that it actually really did help them, and you know, I'm supportive. So, like, maybe just not just shit all over every Scientologist.
Right, yeah.
Right? That... If that was the approach to the friends of the trans people, no one's going to have a problem with that.
Right.
But if some guy at the cocktail party is going, dude, oh, man, I was just reading this. I was watching this fucking documentary, and those Scientologists, dude, the shit they believe is fucking cuckoo. This would be like you going into their cabinets, smashing every plate in their house and saying, get the fuck out of here. This person's a piece of shit. And then getting them fired from their job.
Right.
Making sure everyone knows that the guy's a Scientologophobe.
Right.
Like, their approach is just all wrong.
It's all wrong.
That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
And, by the way, as far as I'm concerned, no Scientologist has ever cut their own cocks off.
As far as I know, that's true.
So, it's kind of apples and oranges here.
Folks, I mean, unbelievable.
And I think it takes balls to be a tranny. I'm not, I don't judge.
Oh, God damn it. I think,
God damn.
What the hell is even that?
That's it.
I think that's it, dude. Do you think that's it?
Yep.
P.S. Your cunt is in the sink.
That's one of those just so crisply recorded. Yeah.
Do you think that's it?
How dare you?
Oh, God. That's what I meant to fucking press.
Nice.
Let's press like two more. Maybe like.
How about this one?
Let the boy watch.
That's a pretty good one. I want one I don't press this very often.
I can't believe Joey.
Stop lying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
Wow. And I'm just going to leave our listeners with this little nugget, this golden nugget. Always remember this.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
It's very true.
So. All right. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and you have yourselves a great time or whatever.